Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 extracts about people and their jobs. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what each speaker enjoys most about their job. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker would change about their job. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
To be honest, the pay isn't great. I can't complain too much, though, because we do get more holidays than most. And it's nice to be able to plan different traveling adventures when I do get that time off. However, that's not my favorite part. I got into the schooling profession for the kids, really, and they're what keep me happy while working. Each year certainly presents us with a new, different set of challenges. But that's not really something that bothers me too much either. Basically, what I would alter if I could would be the fact that our voices aren't really heard as individuals. It feels like we have the best voice to make positive changes, but they don't really ever listen to suggestions we may have.
Speaker 2.
There are many aspects of my job that are thankless. Now, as a group, we have a history of doing things to where people are skeptical of our true intentions. However, there are many of us that truly get into politics to inspire change. And, on a day-to-day basis, I love being able to look on the positive side of things. It convinces me that maybe one day I can change people's minds about issues they really care about. On the flip side, the hierarchy of power can become really frustrating. I mean, you have these guys in here who get elected just because they've been here for a while, but they do absolutely nothing.
Speaker 3.
Besides actually participating in the speaking engagements I'm contracted for, the main part of my job is traveling from place to place. This is both a plus and a minus, as I really enjoy seeing different parts of the country and the world on a regular basis. However, by that same measure, I never stay in one place for very long. I'm never afforded an opportunity to set up a permanent base somewhere. It's probably the thing that troubles me the most, and it may cause me to change career paths one day. Although I love the traveling, my choice perk is meeting the type of person I come across at each stop. I'm always amazed at the generosity of others.
Speaker 4. Well, in a heavily regulated business like ours, some of the open-air freedom can be stripped, especially when operating commercially. I've had a passion for the skies ever since I was quite young. All the hard work I went through to get my license really gives me a sense of accomplishment. Additionally, I genuinely love what I get to do every day for work. The best part is I get to do what I love at an income clip that allows me to support my family. The worst part is that at times I would actually prefer to be doing less commercial work and more independent journeys. But the fact is that the money just isn't the same. Speaker 5.
Having a job and going to university at the same time can be hard to balance every now and again. However, I do realise that I'm lucky to be employed and to be earning some extra money to help out with some of the bills from month to month. The environment can be high stress at times, but it is exciting. The paramount factor in all of it is the flexibility of the schedule. We are all a team here, so when different shifts come up as problems for different people, we have each other's backs. A nice modification, though, would be the uncertainty we face in our monthly salaries.
Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
To be honest, the pay isn't great. I can't complain too much, though, because we do get more holidays than most. And it's nice to be able to plan different traveling adventures when I do get that time off. However, that's not my favorite part. I got into the schooling profession for the kids, really, and they're what keep me happy while working. Each year certainly presents us with a new, different set of challenges, but that's not really something that bothers me too much either. Basically, what I would alter if I could would be the fact that our voices aren't really heard as individuals. It feels like we have the best voice to make positive changes, but they don't really ever listen to suggestions we may have.
Speaker 2.
There are many aspects of my job that are thankless. Now, as a group, we have a history of doing things to where people are skeptical of our true intentions. However, there are many of us that truly get into politics to inspire change. And, on a day-to-day basis, I love being able to look on the positive side of things. It convinces me that maybe one day I can change people's minds about issues they really care about. On the flip side, the hierarchy of power can become really frustrating. I mean, you have these guys in here who get elected just because they've been here for a while, but they do absolutely nothing.
Speaker 2.
There are many aspects of my job that are thankless. Now, as a group, we have a history of doing things to where people are skeptical of our true intentions. However, there are many of us that truly get into politics to inspire change. And, on a day-to-day basis, I love being able to look on the positive side of things. It convinces me that maybe one day I can change people's minds about issues they really care about. On the flip side, the hierarchy of power can become really frustrating. I mean, you have these guys in here who get elected just because they've been here for a while, but they do absolutely nothing.
Speaker 3.
Besides actually participating in the speaking engagements I'm contracted for, the main part of my job is traveling from place to place. This is both a plus and a minus, as I really enjoy seeing different parts of the country and the world on a regular basis. However, by that same measure, I never stay in one place for very long. I'm never afforded an opportunity to set up a permanent base somewhere. It's probably the thing that troubles me the most, and it may cause me to change career paths one day. Although I love the traveling, my choice perk is meeting the type of person I come across at each stop. I'm always amazed at the generosity of others.
Speaker 4. Well, in a heavily regulated business like ours, some of the open-air freedom can be stripped, especially when operating commercially. I've had a passion for the skies ever since I was quite young. All the hard work I went through to get my license really gives me a sense of accomplishment. Additionally, I genuinely love what I get to do every day for work. The best part is I get to do what I love at an income clip that allows me to support my family. The worst part is that at times I would actually prefer to be doing less commercial work and more independent journeys. But the fact is that the money just isn't the same. Speaker 5.
Having a job and going to university at the same time can be hard to balance every now and again. However, I do realize that I'm lucky to be employed and to be earning some extra money to help out with some of the bills from month to month. The environment can be high stress at times, but it is exciting. The paramount factor in all of it is the flexibility of the schedule. We are all a team here, so when different shifts come up as problems for different people, we have each other's backs. A nice modification, though, would be the uncertainty we face in our monthly salaries.
That's the end of part 4. Remember that on the test day, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The supervisor will remind you when there's 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. When time is up, candidates will be asked to stop writing and the supervisor will collect the question papers and the answer sheets. That is the end of the test.